Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Jesus, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we just want to take some time and give you thanks, Lord. We thank you for all you've done for us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your protection day in and day out, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now, Lord, we come to your name of Jesus. We ask God that you will please forgive our sins, that you will blot out our transgressions, that you will wash us and purge us, that you will purify our hearts, that you will purify our minds, Lord, purify the thoughts of our minds, purify the intents of our hearts, Lord Jesus. Jesus, 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 we want to be right, Lord Jesus. Make us holy, Lord. Make us over again, Lord. Take out everything in us that's not like it, Lord Jesus. Put your spirit within, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 we want to live for you, Lord. We want to live a righteous life, Lord. Jesus, 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 look on the broadcast right now, Lord. All the listeners, Lord Jesus, those that are calling in, Lord, those that will call in, God, touch right now, Lord Jesus. Heal and deliver, Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord Jesus. We are waiting on you, Lord. No help, Lord Jesus. We know no other help, Lord. No help but you, Lord. Please, Jesus, 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 make way right now, Lord. Open up doors that are shut in our face. Open up the windows of heaven, Lord God. Pour us out a blessing, Jesus. Please, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody needs a blessing, Lord. Somebody needs a healing, Lord. We're waiting on you right now. We know that you're able, Jesus. Know the help we know, Lord Jesus. Our trust is in you, Lord. We're looking to you right now, Lord Jesus. We know that you're able, Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Go up and down the prayer list, Lord. You know every name, Lord Jesus. You know every desire, Lord. You know every petition, Jesus. You know right now, Lord. Grant the petitions, Lord Jesus, according to your own will, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Let somebody know who you are. Please, Jesus, 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 those that have doubts, Lord, remove all their doubts, Lord. Please, Lord Jesus, I know that you're able, Lord. Strengthen our faith, Lord. Give us that faith that was once delivered unto the saints, Lord. Please, Jesus, Jesus, help us to trust you the more, Lord. Help us to depend on you the more, God. Please, Lord, I know that you're able, Lord. We're looking to you, Lord. We know that you're able, God. You can do all things. There's no heart you can't reach, Lord Jesus. No person you can't touch, Lord. Save, Lord, and deliver. Jesus, 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 you know all about it. You know every unspoken petition, Lord. Meet the need, Lord. Grant the petitions according to your will, Lord. And help your people to give your name the glory, Lord. Help us to lift you up, Lord. Help us to tell somebody about you. Help us to be about your business, Lord. Have your way in our lives. Take over. Take complete control, Lord. Even on tonight, Lord Jesus, bless in services, Lord, everywhere, Lord God. Send your word. Send your anointing, Lord. Turn the hearts of the people towards you, Lord, back to you, God. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Good evening, and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland. And it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr., and our beloved late Southern District Overseer Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr. So this time we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 89th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 89th number of Psalm. Thank you, Jesus. Beginning with the first verse. And it reads, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, and it reads, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn unto David my servant. Thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Seal. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thank God for the reading of his word, the 89th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title One School. And if anyone would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log on to the broadcast website at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 27148, that's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy, you're feeling a little bold, if you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a song you'd like to sing, a scripture you'd like to share, an encouraging word you'd like to give, or a testimony that's burning inside of you, you want to tell it, you can call our guest line at 978-990-5270, and that access code is 794 6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need an encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesday and Sunday evenings, at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts a Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Sheila Hameen at 945-218-0218, and that access code is 584-7681. Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, and also at 6 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays for prayer at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury. Also on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Veris Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., a missionary Myrtle Huff, missionary Rebecca Ingram, and missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337, and that access code is 346-9155. Very Simple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoags teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Steve Hayes, David Hameen, Muhammad Hameen, Otis Smith Jr., the Breathed Holmes family, the Breathed Mormon Fuller family, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Edie Johansson, the Breathed Darius family, the Breathed Davis family, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Mrs. Connie Brown, Alicia Charleston and family, Joseph Hall, Barbara Watson Austin, the Breathed Spriggs family, Todd Johnson, Jenny Huff, Bishop Bird and family, Titus Evans Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Manfay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I want to sing a little portion of this song that's all right. He is so good to me. He gives me victory. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He gave me legs to walk. He gave me a tongue to talk. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He's Alpha and Omega. My God is the beginning and he's the end. He holds the world in the palm of his hand. My God can do anything, yeah. He made the lame to walk. He made the dumb to talk. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He is so good to me. He gave me victory. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to ask you to bring your minds on in. Clear your mind. Clear your heart. Because it's time for the Word of God. So go ahead, grab your Bible. Get your pen and your paper if you want to take notes. The next voice that you're going to hear is that of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who's going to be breaking the bread of life to you on this afternoon. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God once again for blessing us to be on this broadcast, and thank the Lord for all of you who have tuned in. I truly thank the Lord for the opening prayer and the opening scripture and also that beautiful selection. Praise the Lord. The Word of God lets us know that no one can compare with the Lord. And just thinking on what a mighty God we serve, no one can compare with our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to go ahead and prepare now to go to the Word of God. And before we get into the scriptures, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord God. We ask you for mercy. Oh God, we ask that you will speak to our hearts and that you will minister unto us through your word. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray right now that you will bless every listener with whatever need they stand, whatever they stand in need of, oh God, and we ask that you will have your way and let your holy will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the Word of God, Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. The scripture reads, again, Romans, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 10. It reads, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Amen. We thank the Lord for the reading of the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And on this afternoon, title of the message is God's Amazing Grace. And the theme is, Lord, we need more grace. Praise be to God. In the 5th chapter of Romans, this is written to the church at Rome by Apostle Paul. And he's speaking about the amazing grace of God, how that God justified us by faith, and being justified by faith, we have peace with through our Lord Jesus Christ. This connection that we have to God is through Jesus. And God showing us love, showing us grace. He gave us this beautiful gift, something that we could not deserve, something that we couldn't do anything to earn. We could not work for it. But the amazing grace of God is a gift that God has given unto us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And as it is brought out in the scripture, we have access by faith into this grace. This grace that God has given us, this access came by Jesus Christ. And so we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. In the times that we're living in, people are in the world without hope, without the knowledge of the grace of God. To have the understanding that God loved us so much that while we were yet sinners, Christ died ungodly. While we were in our sins and not knowing who God is or even having a relationship with the Lord, Christ died for the ungodly. Praise be to God. And God, having mercy on us, praise the Lord, has given us his amazing grace. And in instances, we need more grace. As was brought out here in the scripture, looking at the third verse, Apostle Paul is saying, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. We need to have patience, and patience worketh experience, and experience worketh hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The gift that God has given us, the gift of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth, dwells inside, lives inside of us to lead us into all truth, to remind us of everything the Lord has commanded us, to give us power when we attempted and tried, hallelujah, to give us power to be witnesses unto him everywhere we go, to be able to walk upright, hallelujah, and to keep the commandments of God, to be found in his statutes. Glory to God. God's amazing grace is the reason why we are here now. Had it not been for God's grace, none of us would be here right now. All of us be lost. Praise be to God. But God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I'm so glad that God had mercy on us, that he looked down upon us and considered our souls. Hallelujah. He didn't have to even think on us. But the love of God has been shown to the whole entire world in that God sent Jesus to die on the cross so that we can be saved. Praise be to God. And as Apostle about in the ninth verse, much more then, now being justified by the blood of Jesus, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Don't be fooled. Glory to God. This world is going to come to an end. We are not in the world to stay, but we must leave here and go into the hereafter, where death and destruction is on the other side. But if we have peace with God through the grace that God given us, we have life, as was brought out in the 10th verse. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Hallelujah. Saved from death, hell, and destruction. Saved from wrath to come. Because while we were enemies, God reconciled us. But it's up to us to accept the grace of God, Jesus,
yes,
as our personal Savior. Hallelujah. And by his life, we are saved. Amen. We are delivered from wrath to come. And also, Apostle Paul picks it up in Ephesians 2:8-9. And for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And yes, we labor and we work for the Lord, but we are saved by grace, not work. Glory, hallelujah. It's well and it's good to work diligently for the Lord, but it takes grace in order to be saved. Hallelujah. It takes grace to escape the wrath to come. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. So let us look to the Lord and consider his amazing grace. Oh, praise God, because there are those times when we need to ask the Lord for more grace. Glory to God. I believe Brother James in the 4th chapter picks it up, verses 5 and 6. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he says, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, wants to do what flesh wants to do, want to do anything it wants to do. And I believe Apostle Paul said, when a good evil is present. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, we need more grace. But we must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exhort us in due time. Hallelujah. God giveth more grace. And again, Apostle Paul picks it up in the 1 Corinthians 15:10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Hallelujah. He talks more about God's amazing grace in 2 Corinthians 12:9, where he said, And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. God's amazing grace has given us strength in due time. Hallelujah. God has shown us his love by this gift of grace. His amazing grace. Lord, we need more grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when God has done these wonderful things for us, we need to be more thankful. We can approach the throne of grace with boldness. We have access through Jesus Christ. Amen. And I thank God for the word of God today. I thank him because his word is precious. Hallelujah. And these scriptures are very encouraging. And I want you to know that if you're listening and you don't know the Lord in the departing of your sins, if you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Savior, the Lord has already laid the foundation and opened up the way. He's already made it possible for you to be saved, to be delivered from sin. Hallelujah. If you can only repent in your heart and ask the Lord for forgiveness, his grace is sufficient. Praise the Lord. He will provide everything you need. No need to worry, but turn everything over to the Lord, and he will work it out. Thank you, Jesus. He's willing, ready, and more than able to save your soul and to fill you with the Holy Ghost, to seal you until the day of redemption, when the Lord returns Cephas unto himself. Hallelujah. And also, if you're sick in your body, the Lord can heal you today. If you're feeling discouraged, cast down, or despondent, the Lord will lift you up. Hallelujah. And he will encourage your soul. He will lift your burden. Praise be to God. Just think on God's amazing grace and what he has done for us. If we just take time and think about it, praise the Lord, it'll give us joy. We'll be able to rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Amen. Because of his grace, wherein we stand. I thank the Lord for the word of God at this time. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Let us believe God together. And let us humble ourselves before him. Because again, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts before you. We ask you for mercy, and Lord, we ask for forgiveness. Call on you, O God, to stop by here while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Please, my God, stretch out your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us, for we need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. We need you, O God, to move in our behalf. We pray, Lord, that you will look on the repentant souls that are crying out right now repenting of their sins. Lord, have mercy upon them and save their souls in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, blot out transgressions and wash away iniquities. Purify every heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know you're able. You can do everything, oh God. We believe you on this day, Lord, and we're taking you at your word. For my God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we ask you, Lord, to increase our faith and forgive our unbelief. Take away all doubt, Lord. Take away fear and draw back. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, encourage your people, Lord, and help us to do your will. Oh, Lord, help us to minister to everyone we see according to your will and by your guidance. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord, cover us under your blood and preserve us, Lord. We ask you to order our steps, my God, and keep us in your will. We pray, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one,
yes,
and
God,
by name. Bless them, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord, heal, and make everyone whole. Save, my God, and deliver in the name of Jesus. We know you're faithful, Lord, and we're waiting on you. We can't do nothing until you come, my God, in the name of Jesus. Look on that one, Lord, who's going through and feeling despondent, feeling like giving up, Lord. Encourage them and help them, my Lord. Give them more grace. Oh, my God, for your grace is sufficient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your strength is made perfect in weakness. Oh, Lord, manifest your powers and let your glory be revealed in our midst in the name of Jesus. Look on our leaders, oh, God. We pray, Lord, that you will bless our leaders and the congregation. Help us, Lord, to come together even more. Unite our hearts, Lord, and put love in our hearts one for another, that we may love according to your commandments in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord, to humble ourselves before you, oh, Lord God. Take away pride, Lord. Take away the haughty spirit. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. Lord, do it for us right now. While we're praying this prayer, we pray, God, that you will look on those names that were called out on the prayer list everywhere, Lord. Those that we heard and the ones we didn't hear, the names that are written on the list that were not called out. You know about them, Lord. Praying for all of them all around the world, asking you, Lord, to please grant every heart's desire, every petition in the name of Jesus. Let it be done, Lord, according to your will. Let the sick be healed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Let the backslider be restored, Lord. Reclaim the backslider in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, Lord God. We know you're able. Do it, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you, oh, God. Lord, those doors that are shut before us, open the doors. Let the doors come open. Oh, blessed Savior, let the way be made in the name of Jesus. Let the weak say I'm strong. Oh, God, we know you're able. Do it right now, Lord.
Right now.
Have your way, Lord Jesus. Take control, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, be merciful, oh, Lord. And look upon the bereaved families. We pray for comfort, for consolation, Lord God, give strength in this difficult time, Lord, and help in the time of need, oh Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Be close to those families who have lost them, oh God, someone dear, and a suffering and the pain of their heart, Lord, the brokenness of their heart. Oh God, only you can fix it. Only you can mend the heart. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask that you will do it right now. And we believe you, Lord God, and we are taking you at your word. And we count it as done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for hearing our prayer.
Thank you for hearing our prayer.
We thank you for your amazing grace, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
for everything you've already done, for what you're doing right now, oh God. We thank you for what you're about to do. Oh, my Lord, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, even for the broadcast, for those who are listening. Let a special blessing come upon them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now the broadcast back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank God for that beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Amin, the anointed prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. She was talking about God's amazing grace and saying we need more grace. And how amazing is this grace that when we were without strength, Christ was there to die for us. And that's how God showed us how much he loved us. Because we were unholy, we were ungodly, we weren't holy, and he died for us while we were in that state. And none of us deserved it or could have earned it. So it had to be that grace, that unmerited favor. He didn't just die for us with conditions either. He didn't say, well, you know, I'll die for you if you live right. I'll die for you if you get saved. He just died. But like the preacher said, it's up to us to accept Jesus, to accept the life. He didn't make conditions on his death. He died so that we would be saved. But it's up to us to choose life. I enjoy the word of God, and I also enjoy the prayer. I'm saying from you, keep on preaching the word of God. If any other clergy are on, you're welcome to have remarks as well. I know we are the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God. We are celebrating our 60th annual church anniversary, and I believe our last service is tonight. The climax service of the anniversary meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. at 910 Shelton Avenue there in Camden, New Jersey. So if you're in the area, stop on by. We'd love to have you. No other clergy members are on it. We're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Shilohami. God bless you, Evangelist Shilohami.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just thank the Lord for the broadcast, for all of you who took the time to tune in with us. We thank you for your prayers, for your support, and for all that you do to support this ministry. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for blessing us on today. And we ask you to keep us in your prayers. And if there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. And I just want to say we thank the Lord for Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. She was not able to be on the
broadcast this afternoon,
but we do thank God for her. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for all the people of God and for each one of you once again. And if there's nothing else, we thank the Lord for the broadcast. We look forward to you tuning in with us at the next broadcast, which will be on Friday evening, if it be the Lord's will, 7 p.m. So until then, may the Lord bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.